Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deep down, BT, I still don't think Yankee fans are over it, nor would I be. I mean, I get it. I would be mad. But in the beginning, it was easy to be like, ha ha, plan B for the Yankees is working. Look at Soto. He's struggling. Now, all of a sudden, the haters have been silenced because Soto is starting to come into his own. He's shuffling. He's looking happy. He's producing. He's hitting home runs. Juan Soto doing a little bit of everything. And I do think that's going to bring back up that, I don't want to say just the rivalry, because the Mets and Yankees have been a rivalry, but it's never been to this degree with Soto being square in the middle of it, where the Yankee fans going to start to get annoyed here that Soto's starting to have some success.
Well, listen, I think Met fans are certainly enjoying this burst here from Juan Soto. It's also about time. It's almost the middle of June that he started stringing some hits together. But for those who are petty to, you know, kind of stick their toe in the Met pool and get worked up over that, I think that represents more of the minority than the majority, because I think most Yankee fans, I don't know, call me crazy, are enjoying the best player in baseball on their TV doing damage every night. I think that the Soto stuff is going to be a sidebar for a long time. And it really hasn't become the sidebar yet, because I will grant you, as I always have, it's still a big piece to the puzzle until there's some resolution. Do the Yankees get to the World Series and win first? Do the Mets beat them there? If the Mets get there, do they win or lose? I mean, because that's what it's all about still. We can have balloons and you know, pop champagne for Juan Soto, you guys. But, you know, the thing that really matters is 1986. I mean, that point of reference has to end at some point. And the fact that you got Juan Soto hitting the top 30 of your lineup, that should enhance the chances that you get to the World Series, but it guarantees nothing. Same with the Yankees. Yeah. The battle's on.
And the only way, I guess the best way I could put it is, I've never been happier or more excited in my Mets fandom than I am right now. Now, that doesn't mean that I haven't experienced a singular moment. I mean, in 86, I was 6, 7 years old, whatever it was. So you don't really remember that the way that you wish you would remember that. In 2000 and 99, I had some moments I was excited. In 2006, sure. In 2015, sure. 2022 until about mid-September. Like, there have been moments. The offseason getting Juan Soto to me was exciting. Like, there have been singular individual moments. But when you look at where this franchise is at right now, today, as we sit here and speak, they are the best record. They own the best record in Major League Baseball. They do have the superstars. They did get the player that was ungettable for them, getting a star of that magnitude in his prime, stealing him away from the Yankees. So ownership, the president with Stearns, the manager with Mendoza, the star power that they have, the production that they're getting, the fans out at Citi Field on a nightly basis on a Wednesday night against the Nationals. Mm. They're packing a house, going nuts. The pitching department, the way that that's been, and Soto obviously starting to produce. I've never been as excited about the New York Mets as I am right now. Soto's a huge, huge part of that. But just even projecting forward, I could not be more excited about where this franchise is.
Yeah, I get that. And I'm not trying to temper that enthusiasm. I think it's awesome for the city. It's something that I'd never run away from. I remember Evan saying this. I think I even asked you when we first started working together. Like, I know Evan for sure had this position. He's like, I think it was 2022. no, I don't want to play the Yankees in the World Series. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, why would you guys not want to play the World Yankees in the World Series?
I didn't want it either.
I thought you didn't want it. And the reasons were different. And I, and, you know, one of the things that Evan said, I really forgot what you said, but I remember Evan saying a lot. He's like, well, it kind of takes away from the Mets shine. That was him. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I don't like about it. I didn't want it in 2000. I wouldn't want it yet in 2022.
If I'm you guys, that's all that I would want. Because there's the way, like the way you slay the perception and change the perception here is, number one, you take somebody like Juan Soto, and then you get to the World Series and you beat the Yankees. Like, if you get to the World Series and you beat Toronto Blue Jays or the Tigers, hey, it's still the World Series and you guys go nuts. But that's the ultimate. To really shove it down the throat of the Yankee fan, I would want all that if I'm a Mets fan.
No, but a few years ago, it's totally different than the way that it is now.
Why, though?
Because
just because of Soto?
100%. And because I think the Mets are better. So now I'm not going in. Like, I don't look at it as going in. See, now it would be the one way. Like, if there's a silver bullet in the Mets-Yankees rivalry, the Yankees dominate the rivalry. Like, nobody can compare.
Yep.
You can't compete with their history. You can't compete with what they've done since the interleague play began. You can't compete with losing the 2000 World Series head-to-head the first time they played each other. Like, back then it was hope that, oh, maybe this will be the one that you win this and you could erase everything. Can't do it. If there's a silver bullet, now this is it. With getting Soto, with the Mets being, this is not a one-off. This is not a fluke. They've got the best owner in the game or whatever. The richest owner in the game was, you know, he's going to do whatever he can to continue to build a winner, sustained, successful ball club. So those things, the boxes have been checked. The silver bullet would be taking the Yankees head on with Juan Soto on your team and beating them. Now, once that happens, then the whole dynamic, you could reference Lou Gehrig and Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth all you want.
Mm-hmm.
You could reference all the championships all you want. Once the Mets beat the Yankees in the World Series with Juan Soto as a Met, it's over.
That's one aspect, but it could also get worse for you guys, where that silver bullet could find a way into the Yankee pinstripe chamber.
Yeah.
And the Yankees can play the Mets in the World Series again and dash all these hopes that, by the way, are justified and come with great merit. Mets look really good this year. It's fun. Looking good. Hopefully Juan finds his way to an All-Star team, and maybe hopefully makes the All-Star team represent you guys this year. But, like, if the Yankees now were to beat the Mets in the World Series with Soto a Met,
right?
Now everything that I'm hearing from the Met fan now goes out the window.
Well, the only thing is that there's more to lose from the Yankees' perspective. Like, okay, so if the Yankees beat the Mets and Soto, it just definitively says there's nothing the Mets could ever do. They're never going to be as good as the Yankees. They'll never have the one-up on the Yankees because the one guy that you stole from us, we still beat him in the World Series. I'll give you that. There's no one-upping. However, if it goes the other way, then there's no coming back from that from the Yankee perspective. Like, all the however many years of history, whether you date back to the 20s, whether you date back to 97 when the interleague play started, whatever reference point you want to say, that gets erased with the one silver Soto bullet in this particular case in the World Series. So if I were a Yankee fan, I would want no part. And I believe that the majority of Yankee fans, I'll ask your answer in a second, I would believe that the majority of Yankee fans want no part of the Mets in a Subway Series, whereas if you ask me now, from a Mets perspective, my answer is different than it was in 2022. Now, I want the Yankees.
I want the Mets more than anybody. I want that opportunity. I think that, first of all, that would be amazing if you and I survived it for the show.
Yeah.
I mean, let alone
well,
the station.
Different.
No, I know. But could you imagine us in this studio for 10, 12, 13, 14 days in October, probably pissed off over the Jets and
but
the Giants,
you,
Yanks and Mets playing each other in the world? You and I?
I know,
us?
But the loser might not be able to survive.
Well, that's what I'm saying. it comes with consequences, potentially.
I don't think we could survive that.
Well, that's why it's a roll of the dice, and maybe we got to be careful what we ask for here. But there's also one other element. We'll get back to the calls, BP and Sal. So, and now I wouldn't be
coming over the fire pit to watch those games.
I was thinking about that. I don't know why I thought about that today. I'm like, there's no way that me and Sal can watch a Yankee Met World Series game together.
No,
I don't even
impossible.
Know if I want to watch a Subway Series during the summer with you, let alone in October when it's brisk out. All right, so one more quick element before I know the phones are jacked up. So, because this started with Soto and the Mets, and you guys know where we are now, right? A little Knicks as well. But the Soto stuff to me is a lot more like, say, Reggie Jackson than Clyde Frazier. Like, Clyde was drafted by the Knicks. He won multiple championships. He was ours. He owned the city. And then the Knicks traded him. I know it was to the Cavaliers. I think it was 77. I could be off on that. I think it was 77. Maybe 78. But either way, he was traded. That is a hole in the soul of the Knicks fan back then that you don't recover from. The Reggie stuff, now, if you're a young Yankee fan, you hear the name Reggie Jackson, you before you maybe did some homework, you probably thought Reggie, I know I did when I was a kid, Reggie was here 9-10 years. I just hear Mantle, Ruth, DiMaggio, Garrick, Berra, Whitey. I'm thinking Reggie was a lifelong Yankee. He played for multiple teams, the Orioles, the A's, before he came to the Yankees. And then he went to the Angels after the 82. He went there, I guess, in 82, whatever it was. Reggie was here 5 years. The difference with Soto and Reggie, forget about Clyde, but I'm making a point about, about Soto, is that Soto never came here on his own volition. And that never escaped me. Even though I wanted him to stay, I always understood he didn't willingly come here. He was traded here. And now I didn't think the Mets would get him. I'm going to keep it real there. But Reggie came here when he signed as a free agent willingly. And then the stuff with George, and then he's like, they fell apart. So it's the energy that I think that you think that Yankee fans really have towards Soto. I'm not saying it wasn't there and it's not there, but it's dissipating. It's not even close to being the same when we found out that he was signing with the Mets.
You know what I think it is? And this is where I find it offensive, and it's always bothered me for years. But at least there was reason to act this way or feel this way. It has always been, and I hate to even use the term big brother, little brother stuff, but that's the easiest way that you could put it. Or just flat out say the Yankees were on a totally different level than the Mets.
Not just the Mets. Everybody, fair to the Mets.
Understood, but we're in this town. So from a Mets fan perspective, I never accept being less than or second to any, like, it's just not something that I believe in at my core. To anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got you.
You would feel the same way.
I appreciate
way, like,
that. Yeah, sure.
Whether it's the Jets or in life. 100%. Like, so that, but my whole life as a fan, as a Mets fan, you kind of, you don't have to accept it, but it is the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankee fan, quite the opposite, where it's always like, yeah, well, we exist and we're superior to the Mets and the Met fan because this is...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
We're the Yankees, and this is how much we won, and all those things were factual. Now, it has changed. And Yankee fans don't want to accept the reality that it has changed. Now, the only thing left is going to be time because of the sustained success that the Mets will have under Steve Cohen. Like, that just takes years to build up. But also, the Mets, A, stealing Soto, and now B, ultimately winning a World Series with him. And then I'm sure there'll be the same thing of like, okay, well, it's only one World Series and blah, 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 blah. But the reality is, even without that, the Mets have gotten themselves on equal footing with the Yankees. The Mets have been trying to get in the room for dinner. Yankees are at the big boy table, don't want to let them in. The Mets had to kick down the door. I'm kicking down the door now saying, we're here. Like, that's how just I feel. I truly, for the first time in my Mets fandom, in the existence of my Mets fandom, do not feel less than anybody, especially the Yankees, and especially after getting Juan Soto.
You shouldn't feel less than, but until you win a championship, you're still less than. And
see,
that's the difference.
I don't agree with that, because neither team has won a championship since 2009.
Well, then get to one.
Yeah, okay.
Well, get to one. I mean, Yankees were the World Series a year ago. I know, which saga.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
Like, I didn't know you were going to reach
Juan
for that.
Soto.
I beat you to that. I know it was coming there.
So that's what I'm saying, like, the history.
But even if 2009, I mean, the Mets haven't won since 86.
Understood.
But
a lot of that was prior ownership. Like, that doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
No question. And I'm not even saying that it should. But what I'm really saying is that, you know, and there's a fine line here, and it's a little semantical, but things don't change until they truly change. I know there's more people going to Queens, all right? Cohen asked for it, delivered. Yeah. Boom. They're showing up 38,000 deep on Tuesday, as they should to watch a really good team. You took Soto from the Yankees. I know SNY's advertising rates and the radio rates are going up because the Mets have a different profile. All those things are true. But without a championship, it's not the top of the mountain.
Yeah, but no. Nobody said top of the mountain. Saying equal footing with the Yankees.
I'm still saying no. Because the Yankees were in the World Series last year.
Yeah.
And they got the best player in baseball, and they're going to have the Cy Young winner. But
who cares? The Mets have had Cy Young. But you make it seem
like the Yankees took five steps back.
No, I'm saying the Mets have taken their step back.
I know they have, but the Yankees haven't stepped backwards. The Mets stepping forward is merely to get to a level that is around the Yankees.
Yeah.
You get past them by either getting to the World Series and the Yankees not, or getting to the World Series and winning, and specifically beating the Yankees.
Or stealing their superstar player.
Yeah, I get that, but that's
Soto,
the stuff.
Soto is symbolic of the transformation of the balance of what's happening.
Not as much as you think.
The Yankees have been losers since 2009.
You gotta win.
Give me the Babe Ruth numbers.
No, I don't do that. I don't go to Babe. I really don't.
Nobody gives a crap about the 27
I agree with that.
Aaron Judge has zero rings. Juan Soto has a ring.
True, but not for you.
Yeah.
And that's what
you need.
Well, you care. No. You care. No. You care.
I want Juan Soto.
I know you do.
And I got him.
Okay, hold on.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, the conversation... The Mets already stole the star player from the Yankees.
We all know that. We all acknowledge that.
Right.
I took the L. I moved on. It's changing.
I'm not afraid of the Yankees. I don't look at the Yankees as the be-all, end-all.
You shouldn't.
The Dodgers won the World Series.
I agree.
Yankees coughed it up.
I agree.
Aaron Judge has been a choker in the post. You want to get real? I mean, Aaron Judge in October, choking it up left and right. Now hold on. Those are the facts.
Like, I agree. I don't dispel facts. I embrace facts. That's why, you know, you guys laugh in the morning when I barrel rate. Like, those are irrefutable numbers. I don't push back on facts. I never will. However, what you are projecting today, I know you. I know you believe what you say, and I know you feel what you say.
Right.
And you should. But, now there's a big but, and we can't prove this now, won't you? But if we fast forward 15 years and there's no championships, that joy is gone because your boy didn't deliver. Until you win. You're not there.
Right, but you could also then say, well, let's say the Mets win this year, and they don't beat the Yankees in the process. Whatever reason
you won.
No, I'm not going to hold that again.
You won. You're a champion.
But I know what's going to happen.
I'm not going to do that.
But then you fast forward in 10 years, and it's been like, well, they only won one championship. Like, it will never be enough.
I won't say that.
In general, it will never be enough. There's no way to chase the history that the Yankees have.
Agree, but you got to get at least one with Soto, and it's June. You don't have the one yet.
Fair enough. But all I wanted was to be on equal footing with them. And I believe the Yankees are not, this is not the 90s anymore.
I understand that.
Where to be on equal footing with them in the 90s, you'd have to win 4 or 5 games.
Oh, forget about it. The Yankees aren't doing that anytime in my lifetime at all, probability again.
So if the Mets win one this year, they would have done something that the Yankees could not do.
If the Mets win the World Series this year and the Yankees don't, it's official. The Mets own the town. Save that. Cut it up. Save it. Play it on every show. You play enough dumb things that I say. Play that. I'm going to own it. If the Mets win the World Series this year, whether they beat the Yankees or don't, the Mets own the city. Period. Got to win it. Got to win it, big boy.
I'm not even going to there yet. I'm just saying that right now I'm enjoying where the Mets are at and where their fans should be versus where they have been. For a long time.
Time for the meat of the order. We get back to the phones.
Tina Turner died?
I think she did. God, I hope. I mean, well, I don't hope she did. I mean, I hope I didn't just say that she's no longer with us.
She did. You got lucky. She did die.
I got lucky.
Lucky you. She's passed away.
I figured you're an idiot. That was about a year or so ago. I've always been a big Tina Turner fan. Great legs,
I used to love her album. My father had, what was the, What's Love Got to Do With It?
That one? What's Love Got to Do
With It? I love that. He had the record.
Got to do with it. Anyway, time for the meat of the order. For the Yankees last night here on BT and Sal, meat of the order, doing what they usually do, delivering a bunch of knocks, 1 through 5 in the order, which was Goldie, Rice, Judge, Belly, and Volpe, 6 hits, 5 ribbies, including home run number 25 for Aaron Judge. So, meat of the order doing the job. Yanks put up 6 runs. They win the game. When you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head. Committed to craft since 1905.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get some calls in here. BT talking Soto. 888-808-1019. The number to call. Chris is in Belleville, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, let me get this out of the way. I'll preface this. So I'm a Yankees fan. I'm not an obnoxious Yankee fan, but I'm also a Jets fan. So I know what it's like for your team to suck for years and always live in the shadow of another team, you know, and actually have to borrow a stadium with their name on it. So I have an even balance, just like I'm sure BT has.
Yeah.
But Sal, honestly, I've heard you talk, and you sound like you're like such an overprotective parent when it comes to Juan Soto. And I understand why. Like, I know you're old enough to have lived and experienced all the championships in the late 90s. And the Yankees beating the Mets in 2000 had to be the ultimate peak of Mets fans hating Yankees fans, hating the Yankees. And honestly, for 25 years, there really hasn't been a significant like one-up where the Mets can say, like, ha-ha, we won, aside from maybe a few, like, you know, Subway Series wins, which at the end of the day are just, you know, last very short term. So you finally, after 25 years, got your ha-ha one-up moment. Good for you guys. I mean, I was surprised like everybody else that you stole him away from the Yankees. But I think it's so important for you to be overprotective of him because, like, this is finally the kind of the first moment that you guys have had in 25 years. And you want it to burn so much more than it really does right now. I mean, as a Yankees fan, I was pissed at first. But the fact that they're in first place and they're playing great baseball, it totally absolves that sting. You know, if they were playing under 500 or they were even, like, in third place, yeah, you'd get a million Yankee fans calling up saying, you know, fire cash.
The one issue I have there, Chris, is that Yankee fans seemed pretty upset to me when Soto played those 3 games in the Bronx.
I think that was more fun fanfare. Everybody made
sure. Yeah, I'm sure it was. More fun. I was there. There was nothing fun about the way that they were treating Juan Soto, at least in right field. It was nasty. And by the way, that's understood. Like, that's par for the course. Sure. He left them. He went to the Mets. Like, that's par for the course. But let's not make it like, who cares? And you're right. It was the one time, but it is so symbolic. Like, you're missing the big picture. It wasn't just getting a player that the Yankees wanted, that the Mets wanted, the Mets got him. That never happened before. And a player of this magnitude, that is symbolic of where the Mets have grown as a franchise. It's not a knock on the Yankees. It's that the Mets have finally entered the big boy room. This is New York. This is what they should be doing. Even when they spent under the Wilpons, it was always less than the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Now they spend more. And that's all I could ask for. The results may vary. We'll find out. But all I could ask for is that they go all in, and that's what they've done. They got the star player that I wanted. This wasn't just anybody. It was the specific player that I identified that I loved even before he was a New York Yankee. They got him, and it's because he's clutch. They got him, they're having success, and they're in a great spot.
Okay, so I know that you did this because, you know, being Italian, I'm sure you got a lot of cousins, holidays, right? The kiddie table. Remember that? That little side table that wasn't quite the nice big table.
Yeah.
That's where you guys used to sit. We
all
know
time,
that.
Yeah.
There's no that all the time, right? It's where the Met fan used to, and the Jet fan. We know the teams who sit there, but the Mets, the Met fan sits there, right? So I know a little bit about that table as well. You're right. You have moved into the bigger room. You have moved up to the bigger table. You're just not at the head of the table. The Yankees still sit there until you take it.
See, I guess that's where I agree that the Mets aren't at the head of the table. I don't think the Yankees are either.
Well, who is?
I don't think I think they're fighting for it right now. It's a spot for like Succession. You watch the show Succession?
I have not. I got a lot of catching up to do.
Or Game of Thrones. Who's fighting to take over the throne? I think they're both trying to take over the throne. Right now, it's up for grabs. Only because the Yankees, they got to the World Series last year. But that's not something I would be hanging my hat on, especially with the way.
It's better than not getting there.
Understood, but especially the way that it went. And it's also the Yankees. Like, there shouldn't be a consolation prize when we're talking about the Yankees.
There's not. It's just it's just a historical acknowledgement. Yankees got to the World Series last year. Nobody's popping champagne.
If they lost a tighter series.
They still would have lost. Doesn't matter.
Either way, they got back to a World Series, which is, part of the goal, at the very least, for the first time since 2009. But if they would have won the World Series 4 years ago, 5 years ago, or been mainstays there, I think it's a different story. The Yankees don't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I have that feel right now. They're not the evil empire. The Dodgers are. The Dodgers are at the head of the table. Now, they're not New York, so we don't really care about them as much, but at least with them, you could make the argument that, hey, this is the team that gets every big free agent. They won the championships recently. Like, that would be the head of the team.
All right, let me spell it out a little differently here. For you, well, quick sidestep before I do that. You got on the air and you were frustrated that you couldn't flex with Soto.
Yes.
You've been waiting for this.
And this is a little bit
understood.
Of that early flex that's coming
out. Yeah. You flexed and you should. I knew you would. You didn't think I knew you were going to?
Eventually.
Just took a little time, right? So that's fine. But the feeling that you really want is, yes, mostly driven by Juan Soto doing well. But to have that reach its apex and for Sal to be on cloud nine, you need the Yankees to suck as well. Because now it's like, okay,
well, that would be...
Well, that would be optimal. And instead it's Yankees are in first place. Yanks will have the MVP. Yanks will have the Cy Young. Yanks 43,000 people in the stadium every night.
Yeah, if the Yanks fell off and became a team that was you know, not in the postseason every single year, I think that would go a long way, too.
That's all I'm saying.
Which could happen in years from now.
It could.
It happened a couple years ago. They missed it. But the Yankees, like, I don't even think that that's realistic anymore. The Yankees are so good. And, like, even though we say Cohen spends more money, still, they spend so enough. And they have Judge. Hard to, especially with the expanded postseason, hard to envision either of these teams at this point missing the postseason.
Yeah, for sure.
2023 should be the aberration.
This could be, you know, we talk about, I remember hearing about the Golden Age, the 50s, you know, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. My dad, an old Dodgers fan, Brooklyn, you know that, said that a million times. But, like, growing up then, and we had a little bit of this in the mid-80s, Mets had the edge, obviously, with the champ, but the Yankees' offense was great with Mattingly, Winfield, Ricky, Randolph. They just couldn't pitch. This could be, could be, as similar as a golden age as you could possibly have with only two teams, the forecasted trajectory for both the Yanks and the Mets.
Yeah, because finally the Mets have stepped up.
Well, they joined the party.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Limo driver Ed is in Flemington, New Jersey. What's up, limo driver Ed?
What's going on? No, I'm at the airport right now, man, just waiting on my flight to come in at the National Terminal B. But listen, you know who's the head of the table in New York City right now? New York Liberty. New York Liberty. That's who that talk to me later. That's who it is right now.
But okay, I like what about the baseball head?
Yeah, we're talking about baseball.
All right, we
can do that, but you guys said New York, and you didn't say baseball. You said New York.
Oh, wait, I mean, we're talking Yankees that, Mets. We didn't bring up the Knicks.
We qualify everything? What about the Johnnies? Yeah. The Godfather, Patino.
Hey, listen. All right. So we'll take that, but listen. The Yankees did show. Now, I'm a Mets fan. The Yankees did show one thing is you don't have to pay $765 million for a player to make it and be in first place. I don't believe in that kind of money for one man. I believe in spreading that money out and give it to all different type of players like the Yankees did, and it is paying off for them.
No, but limo driver Ed, you're totally missing the boat here, and thank you for the call. Look at the money that the Yankees have spent in the rotation. They've also spent big on Judge. For the Yankees, it would have been another – look at the money they have tied up in Stanton. For the Yankees, it would have been another big contract and another big star. The Mets needed that second – now, Soto's, to me, the biggest star that the Mets have, but they needed that second legit stud along with Francisco Lindor and his big contract to legitimize where they're at and where they're trying to go. But it's not about – and you could say philosophically, because I do agree, BT, that giving out a big contract in general is not a good – it's not a good practice.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mets needed to do this with Soto, and he's the outlier. Nobody else is going to get a $765 million contract.
No, I don't think so either. The age and the reasons, we've hit that a million ways. Right. That's kind of, I almost say once in a lifetime, because eventually somebody's going to get a billion. But for the foreseeable future, I'm with you. All right, so to me, this is a very loose translation, but a little akin to, and I'll just use $1 million just because it's an easy round number. All right, so say if you have a stock, like, say if you trade stocks yourself, like, you can do it yourself, you know that, right? With, like, E-Trade, other outlets, right? Say if you have just a cool million sitting there, but you don't cash out. Maybe Apple's popping, Meta's popping, you know, pharmaceutical stuff, whatever it is, you are crushing it, right? You're doing well, or more, but that's the number I'm going to use, $1 million. And you're sitting there, and you're like, yeah, look, I'm doing well. But then all of a sudden, the market changes and it's volatile and things always change. And when you do cash out, it's $612,000, which is still pretty nice, but it ain't $1 million. What I'm saying is, for you guys to really cash out on the feeling that you so desperately want to cash out on and in, you have to, must win the World Series, period.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
You got to.
Yeah. Fair enough. Like, ultimately, that's the goal for everybody. Got to end the drought. Fair enough. But what I'm saying is I feel as good about that drought nearing an end as I felt ever in my fandom with the Mets. Mm. And I also, you know, just to the point about the investment, not your analogy because I'm still not sure I understand that one.
You do. It's just whatever. You know me with my analogy.
But the Soto thing, the Mets have the best record in baseball. So when you could say, well, look at the Yankees. Yeah, you don't have to spend big money. First of all, the Yankees do spend big money.
Third highest payroll in baseball.
Yeah, exactly. But the Mets have the best record in baseball, and they're the ones who spent that contract. But also look at the value that they're getting with the rotation. So it balances itself out. The Yankees may be getting better value in their lineup, but the Mets are getting it in the rotation. Point is, you want to win, you got to get good players. And Juan Soto's a good player, and the Mets had to pony up to get him, and they did just that. When we come back, we'll power up the best reasons for being a dad ahead of this Father's Day weekend. It is, you were right, BT. It feels like it snuck up on us.
Father's Day weekend.
Out of nowhere here. I don't even have any plans. You got any plans for Father's Day?
Jen asked me what I wanted to do. I know my son has baseball, which is that's good enough Father's Day for me. I'm good, honey.
The best things about being a father. All right, usually I let you start this. I'll go first
today with
the number five. Not that it's a big deal here, but whatever. Uh-huh. I'll go first with number five as we go five down to one. Number one thing to me about being a, or number five thing about being a father is it's okay to be out of shape because you have that excuse. You know, I've been saying I got to get to the gym, and I'm going to get to the gym.
I've been here for 2 years now.
I'm getting in the gym. No, like starting maybe tomorrow morning.
Here we go.
But it's coming. I mean, today the weather and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday was too red, too hot today.
I think it's okay to say, I'm a dad. Like, I got a dad bod. It is what it is. I don't care. Who am I trying to impress?
Yeah.
I got a wife. I mean, man, she doesn't care what I look like anymore. I don't care what I look like. At least I do care what I look like, but at least an excuse is, leave me alone. I'm a dad. So, number five for me, it's okay to have a dad bod.
That's a funny one. That's a good one. It's not on my list here, but I feel you. I got you. All right. So, for me, best part about being a dad number five is that it's counter to, I think, what a lot of people would think before they become parents. Like, being a dad keeps me young. Like, if I didn't have kids, I would have no idea what's going on musically or trend-wise or style-wise or, you know, just the terminology that they use. And I get a kick out of it, like, just the way they talk to each other and the words that they use. But I think everybody knows I'm fairly stuck in my little bubble anyway, little Guns N' Roses, you know, the certain music that I like here, certain things, certain shows. But definitely having kids keeps you young because you have to be. Otherwise, you're a fossil in their eyes.
I'm not there yet.
You're not. You're young, so that'll be a fun thing.
You'll about see. That. All right. For now, number four for me, the unconditional love. That when you have somebody that looks up to you and just doesn't know any better, like you're their dad and that's it. Now, there's a lot of pressure that comes with that and responsibility, obviously.
Yeah.
But that is something that I love, just knowing when you're called dad and how much they look up to you to be the leader. That's something to me that's great. So that would be number four on my list.
Every dad could relate to that. That's awesome. And I would say this too before I get to number four. The difference, like, if my kids were still four, I think I'd have different answers. The years that you get from four to now 10 for my son and 8 for my daughter, that's why our list is going to be a little different because we're at different stages.
Like,
number four for me, best part of being a dad, the car rides. The car rides to me, man, they are the best. Now, sometimes it's, you know, a little frustrating too, depending on what happens in the game or other situations. But now it's about both my kids. So you go from their babies and, like, you know, pulling ninth out the car seat and it's a pain in the ass to figuring out how to undo the stroller, which I still never really found out, to, all right, you know what? We're just going to grab pizza. Hop in the front seat with daddy. Put the seatbelt on. Like, you're old enough now. Like, you can sit here for, like, I'm not saying on highways, but the car rides, the conversation, that's when I learn about, you know, friendships deeper, school, kind of probe into their mind. And I try to get them to do more talking than me. Car rides.
I look forward to those becoming more enjoyable. I'm still at a stage where they're not.
Yeah, I hear you.
Between daddy, her and my wife.
Here's a bottle.
No, not enjoyable. All right, number three for me, getting to experience things that I like with my daughter. Showing her, whether it is sports, take it to a Ranger game. Like, that's a great part of being a dad.
Yeah.
Girl dad, boy dad, whatever, doesn't matter. Experiencing things that you love. The Muppet Show for me was a big thing.
Yeah,
sometimes
you love that.
Get into He-Man. All those things that I used to like. Now, obviously, there's a balance of the current stuff, but also, one of my favorite parts about being a dad is showing her things that I used to love or I still love. And experiencing that with her.
It's very similar. Number three for me is showing them things that I used to love that still matter to me. And, you know, I jotted down a couple of things. I remember when me and Colt watched the first five Rockies in succession.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, my God. Now, first one a little slow, but once you start getting the music, like the training montages, oh, my God. Star Wars. Obviously, musical things, obviously, things with teams. You know, I'll go to YouTube, hey, watch, you know, 7 minutes of Donnie baseball, like, you know, highlights with that. So the things that really were such a meaningful piece of my past but still resonate with me and always will, when they get it, and then to see especially if they like it, you know, because think about, like, we'll watch the Knicks every night during this run, but then you sit down and I'm like, hey, this is what Dad is. This is Ewing. This is Bernard King.
Right.
We don't show him too much Mellow because then we don't a whole lot there. But, like, that's just phenomenal.
How about the Sopranos?
I can't show him that yet.
Yeah, but that'll be fun when you
get. Yeah.
All right, number
two. That's not coming for a while.
Number two in our power up here, best things about being a dad, the excitement when I walk in the door.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's only one thing that I have that's better than that. You see that coming up. But for me, walking in the door and knowing how excited she gets and running to come give me a hug, the smile on her face, going nuts. God, it used to be fun with the dog, with Maddox going nuts when I come in, and that is still fun. But with Sammy, it's totally different. So that is one of my favorite things about being a dad, the excitement I receive when I walk in the door from work or wherever I am.
That does dissipate there, Daddy, just so you know.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, come on. When they
no.
Begin, no, I don't mean that they don't acknowledge you, but I remember coming in and I could not wait to open that. I was at work different hours, so I knew that right now I get home, I usually beat both of them home.
Right, so they
back
come
then
in.
They were home, and they weren't old enough to be playing sports, so it was like, Daddy's home. And they jump on you, and it is the absolute best. That's a good one. Number two for me, best part about being a dad, the holidays. The holidays. Now, I've always been a huge holiday guy because of my mom. I am convinced that, like, if it was just my dad, there would be a few pieces of tinsel on a tree that was half dead.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there wouldn't be any gifts, but, I mean, moms juice up the holidays, whether it's, especially the Italian moms, and that's what I have, and thank God, like the seafood, Christmas Eve, the whole spiel, you know, Easter, every holiday, birthdays, it's just more meaningful when you get to now see it through the eyes of the kids, when you tuck them in on Christmas Eve, and, you know, there's only so many years where they know that Santa's going to come, you know, like there's still some mystery and some amazing aura about that. Yeah, I mean, I've always been a holiday guy, even when I was single, certainly when I was young.
Yeah.
But when you have kids, and now you are taking elements of what your mom or dad used to do and doing it for them, the best.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't have that on my list. I was thinking differently, but that is probably a great, one of the best reasons. Even the same thing you said before, like keeping you young, even in that regard.
Yes.
The holiday, like Christmas for me now at this point, without a kid, it's like, what's the... You
know, yeah.
I love the holidays, don't get me wrong,
yeah.
But with her now,
oof,
you get to be young again and relive it. All right, the number one reason for me, the best reason about being a father, being able to buy my daughter, Sammy, a Soto jersey. A Soto Mets jersey, and taking her to see Juan Soto with the New York Mets. Oh, that is my number one reason.
I'm laughing.
Don't even bring it up.
I'm laughing. I'm not going to even ruin it for the first one. Yeah. I'm going to give it 10 seconds because that's I got you. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I at least have to create and let everybody know what as Sal's saying that about Soto with his daughter, and this came up yesterday on the show. Grimace. There is SNY. They are showing Grimace throw out the first pitch with his little, you know, half a foot arm. Oh my God.
Today's the anniversary of that. That's why.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything.
Happy anniversary, buddy.
I already told him at SNY I don't want to do this on the show tonight.
Are they going to listen to you?
I'm not sure.
God, I hope they don't listen to you.
I'm not sure. But we were going over the producers and the meeting,
man.
The pre-show meeting. Like, it's a Grimace anniversary. I wrote, quote, I hate the Grimace stuff. I don't want to do it, especially now.
Gotcha. Yeah. That was funny. But listen, I get it. I mean, you talk about, you know, giving something to your daughter, your child, as a dad, that means so much to you. There's nothing like it. As I get to my first tier, to me, I'm going to give you three words, and I'll give you a brief explanation. Seeing it click is the number one best part about being a dad. And the lessons that you feel are not the instruction, the lessons... You feel like, man, are they really listening to me? Jeez, are you listening to me with what I'm saying? And I'll give you an example. And there's so many more things, much more important than sports, but this was a good recent example. So I played golf on Saturday, right? And, you know, when I'm working with my son in the basement, I'm using baseball terminology. I'm like, you know, I'm like, is he really? Like, I know he's listening, but I'm like, is he really listening? Jeez. So I come home and Jen's in the basement and she's like, when you get home, come to the basement. Colt's giving Kins a hitting lesson. And Daddy comes down. You know, Daddy likes to talk a lot. Daddy kept his mouth shut. Daddy watched. And all the things, the verbiage, the words that I used to him, he is now using to her. And he does the same. He likes to play teacher and she's the student. And, you know, you know, whether it's prayer, if you do that in your home, whether it's whatever it might be, something that you're not sure that's really resonating with them, that is important to you, that it does. When you actually see them get it, it's that to me is the best part about being a dad.
Yeah, that's great. And again, as they get older, you experience different things as well, of course. And really, we should have left it. The best part is that they could just leave us the hell alone on Sunday for Father's Day.
I know.
Leave me alone.
What
leave
are you doing? Do you know what you're doing?
Probably nothing.
What do you mean
probably I was thinking
nothing?
About going to the Met game for a little bit, but it's going to be raining. So I'm not, at least that's what it says. It's supposed to be raining all weekend. So I don't know. I'll probably just hang out. Honestly, I don't. I just need a day for myself. Just hang out. I'd like to say be home and have nobody bother me, but that's an impossibility. If I'm home, somebody's going to bother me. Whether it's my wife or daughter or dog. Kids. Yeah, just leave me alone for the day, please.
I don't know what we're doing.
Maybe on a baseball field somewhere.
I will be early, but I'm sure we'll just go to dinner. And listen, I don't. Dad's just simple. At the end of the day, we are pretty simple creatures.
Yeah.
Keep us happy.
Just don't bother us.
Keep us fed. All right. And they'll get in the way of tea time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.